জ্ঞানবাহিনী চ্যাপ্টার ইলেভেন। Some people declare that they have had realization. How can it be taken as true? When according to the statement, Aham Brahmasmi, one understands that I am Brahman, the Jivi, who is the I, is a mutable entity, a vikari. How can he possibly grasp it? A destitute cannot realize that he is a monarch. So too, a mutable entity like man cannot grasp the immutable Brahman or posit that he is Brahman. Who is this Jivi calling himself I? Reflecting on this problem, he will see that the I is the immutable ever witness. The Atma, which, forgetful of its real nature, considers itself affected by change through sheer ignorance. When he deliberately spends thought on his identity, he will know, I am not a vikari. I am the witness of the ego that suffers continuous modification. And then from this step, he will proceed to identify the immutable seer or witness or sakshi with himself. After this stage, there is no difficulty in realizing Aham Brahmasmi. How can it be said that it is the sakshi or witness who realizes Aham Brahmasmi? Who is it really that realizes it? Is it the sakshi or the jivi who calls himself I and undergoes modification? If we say that the sakshi so understands, the difficulty is that it is the witness of the I and it has no egoism or aham idea. If it is said that it is the aham, then how can it be the witness also? It will have to be subject to modifications if it has aham, the I idea. The sakshi too then becomes a vikari. It can have no idea like I am Brahman, so it can never understand I have become Brahman. Therefore, there is no meaning in saying that the sakshi realizes aham Brahmasmi. Then who is it that so realizes this truth? It becomes necessary to say that it is the Jivi, the I, that does so. For the practice of the meditation on identity with Brahman is done by the Ajnani for his liberation from the shackles of that illusion. The Sakshi has no Ajnana, and so has no need to get rid of it. The ignorant alone need to take steps to remove it. Qualities like ignorance or knowledge attach themselves only to the Jivi, not to the Sakshi. This is proven by actual experience, because a Sakshi, which is the apparent basis for Jnana and Ajnana, is devoid of both, while the Jivi is actively bound up with these two. Some may doubt how this distinction came to be. Does the Sakshi know the Jivi, the I, which changes and gets modified and agitated? And who is this witness? We are not aware of it, they may ask. But undergoing the sorrows of Ajnana and seeking solace in the study of Vedanta, one infers that there must be a witness unaffected by the passing clouds. Later, the Sakshi or Atma, which one knew by reasoning, is realized in actual experience, when the superimposition of the illusion of the world is removed by sadhana. The experience of jnana is available only for the Jivi, for it alone has Ajna. So it is the Jivi, not the Sakshi, that knows Aham Brahmasmi. After the dawn of that knowledge, I-ness, the feeling of I, will disappear. He becomes Brahman. Now, who is it that saw? What is it that was seen? What is the sight? The statement, I saw, all these are latent, isn't it? But thereafter to say I saw is meaningless. It is not correct. To say I have known is also wrong. By merely seeing the immutable once, the mutable Jivi cannot be transformed into Sakshi. Seeing the king once, can a beggar be transformed into a monarch? So too, the Jivi who has once seen the Sakshi cannot immediately become the Sakshi. The mutable Jivi cannot realize Aham Brahmasmi without first getting transfused into the Sakshi. If it is said that the Jivi, who has no idea of its basic substratum, can by reasoning realize that it is Brahman, how then can it declare so in so many words? When one has become king, the kingship is recognized by others, not declared by the king himself, isn't it? That is a sign of foolishness or want of intelligence. Caught up in the coils of change, it is very hard, well nigh impossible, to realize one is just the witness of all this passing show. So the Jivi must first try to practice the attitude of a witness, so that he can succeed in knowing his essential Brahman nature. Getting a glimpse of the king inside the fort does not help the beggar to acquire wealth or power. So too, the Jivi must not only know the Sakshi, but must become the Sakshi. The Sakshi that is more ethereal than the sky, beyond the threefold category of knower, known, and knowledge, eternal, pure, conscious, free, blissful. Till then the Jivi continues as Jivi, it cannot become Brahman. As a matter of fact, so long as the feeling of I persists, the state of Sakshi is unattainable. The Sakshi is the inner core of everything, the immanent, the embodiment of Sat, Chit and Ananda. There is nothing beyond it or outside it. To say that such fullness is I is a meaningless expression. It is wrong also to call it the vision or the Sakshatkara. The Shrutis also did not consider Jiva and Brahman as of the same nature. The more important identity, according to the Shruti, is of the Akasha within one pot and the Akasha in another pot. The Akasha in the pot is the same as the Akasha in the pan. The Akasha in the pan is the Akasha that has filled everything everywhere. The Akasha in the pot is the ever-full, immanent Akasha. That is the Mukhya Samanadi Karanyaya. The wind in one place is the wind in all places. The sunlight in one place is the sunlight everywhere. The God in one image is the God in all images. This type of identity has to be grasped. So too, the witness in one body is the same as the witness in all. But the Shruti does not declare that the Jivi is Brahman, as the statement Aham Brahmasmi will indicate. A limited, restricted identity it allows. That is to say, the feeling of I, the I-ness of the jiva, has to be got rid of by reasoning. Then Brahman remains as balance, and knowledge dawns of Aham Brahmasmi. This is the restricted process of identity. Continuing as jivi, one cannot grasp the Brahman essence. The beggar has to forget his body to recognize that he is the king. So also, man has to bypass the human body, which is the base for his I personality, to realize his nature, which is divine. The human personality has to be discarded by inner devotion and discipline, and the acquisition of the divine. Then knowledge dawns that one is divine. Limitation of the jivi has to be overcome before Brahmanhood dawns. Of course, one can get a glimpse of the Brahmanhood during deep sleep, when one is free from all mental agitations or vikalpas. The tejas during dream stage becomes the Vishva in the deep sleep stage and ponders. Did I all this time travel over various lands, undergoing multitudes of experiences? Was not all this a fantasy? I was never involved in all this. I was happily sleeping, unaffected by everything. As a man recovering from intoxication, or freed from illness, or as a beggar coming by a fortune and forgetting his indigence, man realizes his being divine and enjoys divine bliss. Experiencing identity with the Lord, the jivi declares, I am Brahman. Where is all the changing world fled? How deluded I was to be caught in the tangle of jiva and jagat. Past, present and future do not really exist at all. I am the Sat Chit Ananda Swarupa, devoid of the three types of distinction. He is immersed in the bliss of Brahman. This is the fruition of jnana. The jivi can realize itself only by the destruction of all limitations. The mind is the greatest of these. The mind undergoes two stages while being destroyed, Rupalaya and Arupalaya. The agitations of the mind stuff are the rupas. Then comes the stage of equilibrium, where there is the positive ananda of sat and chit, where also the arupa, or the formless mind, disappears. The annihilation of the mind is of two kinds, namely the mind pattern and the mind itself. The former applies to sages who are liberated while still alive, the latter to videha muktas. Now only the rupalaya is possible. This makes the person enjoy the bliss derived from the experience of the identity with Brahman. So the mind is a limitation of the jivi. It has to be conquered. The body consciousness must disappear. Steady faith has to be cultivated in jnana. Delusion will then fade away. All feelings of I will go. Every moment, the spring of Sat-Chit-Ananda will well up in the individual. That is the real Shakshatkara, the direct perception of God. The Acharyas, the Gurus, too emphasize this discipline and dwell on this bliss. This verily is the truth.